You can leave the rest to me now, Doctor. Thank you. Yes, I'll take care of everything else. Hello, General. Long time no see. Or should I say, ex-General? I suppose you don't remember me. Well, you did faint as soon as you saw me, after we brought you onto the spacecraft. You've been passed out for... almost 3 days now. I'm not that terrifying to look at, am I? Don't answer that. It's not like I missed that sharp tongue of yours while you were away. But since the memory replacement overlay is still in effect, you essentially have no idea about who you really are. So I wonder... Are you okay? This craft's elevator technology must have done a number on your system. Human bodies aren't accustomed to that mode of transportation. I've yet to see an elevator on Earth that disassembles, then reassembles the atoms of a body. It's normal if you're still feeling disoriented. I brought you something. You should drink it while it's still warm. You'll feel better after you have this, but don't drink too fast. It's been a while. As much as I don't like to admit it, it is somewhat good to see you again. Even if you are in this odd-looking human form. They didn't really bother much with giving you a pleasing appearance, did they? Never mind. You'll be back to your much more impressive old self soon. Who am I? Where are you? What's going on? Can you go home? If you keep asking questions at such an alarming rate, without giving me an opportunity to answer, you'll be no wiser. Maybe it would have been a better idea if we had simply sedated you and thrown you into the recovery capsule to begin with. But I'm in somewhat of a good mood today, so I'll explain what's happening. Wouldn't want to traumatize you further than we already have. Speaking of which, I am well aware that you were rather unceremoniously yanked out of your window. Oh, don't worry about your family and friends back on Earth. Their memories of you weren't real to begin with, anyway. We've since replaced those with new implanted memories. They'll go on with their lives just as you'll go on with yours. Before I tell you everything, though, I'm curious. How was life as a human? Average. I was expecting something a little more exciting. But that's okay. You were sent down there as punishment anyway. I'll start from the beginning. I am Queen Amari, and my troops and I have conquered many planetary systems. You were my top general for many years. Don't look so surprised. Even though I couldn't stand you sometimes, I do reluctantly admit that you did some excellent work. Our people would not be where we are today without you. Unfortunately for you, 3 years ago you were framed for some serious crimes. At the time, the Council voted to have you executed, but I overruled their decision, had you reassembled into a human, and exiled you to Earth. It has taken a long time, but my private investigators have eventually uncovered the truth. I'm sorry for what you were put through. Don't get used to it. I don't like apologizing, but in this case, you are no longer guilty for your so-called crimes. My investigators discovered a secretive rebel movement. Their leader wanted to weaken my position, and so, naturally, his first target was you. Get rid of my top general, and I would be easy pickings. Unfortunately for him, he underestimated me. I can now confidently say that we have identified the majority of those involved in the movement. The ones who were directly responsible for framing you have had their atoms reassembled. Later on, you'll notice that my garden has many new plants. Who knew that the wicked could turn into such pretty flowers? Admittedly, it is likely that there are more criminals hiding out there. With a fleet of over 500 crafts, and millions of citizens spread out across multiple planetary systems, getting to the root of the rebellion is a difficult task. But we will do our best, and I'm sure you will too, when you return to your old self. Everything will make more sense after we remove that false memory overlay that was installed in you. Can you walk? Come with me to the recovery chamber where the body reassembly capsules are. Take it easy. Why are you so clumsy in this human form? Hold on to my arm. I wanted to run you through the recovery process myself. You're thanking me for my concern? I'm not that concerned. Just don't get yourself into a position where you get thrown into a life and death situation again, and all will be well. We're here. This is what's going to happen. You will lie down in this capsule, and it will reassemble your old body. This is what you looked like before you were turned into a human. After the body reassembly process is complete, I'll give you this device. This will dissolve the false memory overlay and help you recover your old memories as you slumber. No, it cannot be done the other way round. You see, your alien body is capable of processing and perceiving stimuli from multiple dimensions all at once. You'll need your old brain back before you can make any sense of your past memories. Your human brain simply cannot process such a high volume of information. You would be overwhelmed. You might even go mad. Therefore, body reassembly comes first. I can tell you some things while we're at it, though. What are you doing? Undress. You heard me right. Undress. You're not seriously going to lie down in that capsule while fully clothed, are you? Hurry up. I don't have all day. Yes, even the underwear. No need to be shy around me, General. Come on, chop chop. Much better. In you get. This will take a few minutes. It won't hurt. In fact, you shouldn't feel much of anything at all. Maybe just a small breeze and vibration. I should warn you, though. Don't move around too much. Otherwise, there might be errors. There might be brief moments during the reassembly where you lose consciousness. It's not harmful, and you will be okay. There is nothing to fear. I'll look after you. I'll make sure everything goes well. You're welcome. You're a lot more polite as a human. I'm kind of tempted to just let you stay this way. But I wouldn't have gone to the trouble of bringing you back here if my other generals were anywhere near as competent as you. Relax. You'll get your title back soon. Are you excited? I'll announce it myself. There will be a ceremony too, after which we will have a meeting with the council. They feel awful about wrongly convicting you, so expect to receive a significant amount of compensation. What kind? Whatever you want. There will be some limits, naturally. But a new ship, plenty of gold, a harem, or land to conduct training experiments on are all possibilities. That will have to be a discussion between you and the Council. Well, look at that. Your legs are done. Looks good. Those are usually the quickest. It's the torso and the head that will be more difficult. Stop that. What did I tell you earlier? Don't move. Just relax. I suppose I should get you up to date on what's been happening here. After you were exiled, we lost all the troops that were stationed in the northeastern sector of MX-714. That was the main area you were defending. There was an oversight. A number of spies had infiltrated the army right under our noses. Indeed, they sacrificed their own lives for the rebellion. Good riddance. No, you won't need to rebuild from scratch. We have already made preparations. I might be cold, but I'm not unreasonable. I have assembled a new team for you, but you will choose who gets to be in charge. I know you won't disappoint. You better not disappoint. And I'll make sure you have everything you need to conquer the galaxies with me again. It'll be just like old times. Better than old times. I simply can't wait to show you some of the new weapons we've developed. There's laser and sound technology, as well as shields. Before you left, you often complained about the vulnerabilities of our surveillance ships. Those have been addressed now. Hopefully, they'll meet your high standards. Your body is almost done. As tempting as it might be for you to move, please refrain from doing so. If you mess this up, I won't be pleased with you. It'll be good to have the old you around again. Kind of. I'm getting tired of barking out orders to some of those dimwits. I don't quite understand. Thousands of years of experimentation and evolution, and we still haven't managed to breed out stupidity. Thank goodness that kind of thing is not as prevalent here as it is on Earth. I know, right? Just look at how they're running the planet. Now close your eyes. It's time to reassemble your head. You'll lose consciousness for a while, but don't worry. I hope he's not mad at me. I've already tried my best to make things easier for him. Not to mention the times my guards stopped the assassins that had been sent down to Earth to eliminate him. It should be done now. General? Can you hear me? Good. How are you feeling? Just breathe and focus on the lights above you. I'm sorry. It's going to feel like sensory overload for a while. Yes, you are perceiving multiple dimensions all at once. Isn't it great? Not really. I suppose it'll take some time to get used to. But I can guarantee you'll love this body much more than that flimsy human thing. Humanity is one big failed experiment, anyway. Too bad their creators have so much sympathy for what they made. But I don't think it will be long before the humans destroy themselves. That's none of our business, though. We'll just have to send our prisoners elsewhere if that happens. I'll turn on the regulator for you. Is that better? Relax. You'll sleep in here for now. It'll just be for one night. I'll come see you again in a few hours. Take this device and plug it in here when you're ready to recover your memories. Sweet dreams, General. It'll be good to have you back.